Today on Compassion Radio.
We actually have a young lady that's living with us now that is literally doing life with us, or we're doing life with her because of dire circumstances that she had. And the Lord just created opportunities. We had the space and the time now. And so He created the opportunity for us to be able to walk closer with her, which is what Myesha Pomoja is all about, being able to walk with women so that they can heal, so that they can be restored. And so finally, so that they can see the hope of Jesus Christ in their own life.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. You know, when you spend your life looking for Jesus around every corner, He's bound to show up. And when He does, it's safe to say that He'll be bringing powerful ministry opportunities with Him. And friends, that means your chance to be a part of something that will count for eternity. Sonia Crowley and Sonia Pass began serving in Kenya, East Africa in 2004. These two remarkable women founded Kenya Believe It Ministries and have trained and led short-term teams and implemented socioeconomic village projects with a focus on church planting and women's ministry. Their greatest desire is to make visible God's heart for His people by empowering and equipping those in local villages and marginalized communities. Now, for the next couple of days, Bram's wife Sandy will be talking in depth with these ladies about the very important work God has called them to do. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the final part of their conversation.
So we have today with us Sonia Crowley and Sonia Pass, and they are with TMS Global in Kenya, East Africa. So in this discipleship school that you have been so involved with, I know when I was in your home, we talked a little bit about how you are beginning the process of stepping back from that somewhat to other things that you feel God is calling you to do. And you kind of talked about how this is a dream for you that's coming up. What is the Lord allowing you to dream for now that you feel like you have established the school in such a way that you have leaders that have risen up through the ranks that are actually facilitating the classes, that are doing the administrative work, that are taking care of things at the school, so you can focus in other areas? What is that dream that you have? You talked about mentorship and other things. What's the big thing that's on the horizon for you?
I think one of the bigger things right now is expanding the ministry to women, which is something that God has called us to over the years, and really focusing on mentorship and discipleship for women. And so one of the requests that we receive from our students at the Discipleship Training Center is, once they graduate, now what? Mm-hmm. What other training or opportunities are available to them outside of evangelism and church planting? So now the big dream is to work with the female graduates, all the graduates, but specifically ministry for the female graduates of the school for mentorship and discipleship, so that they can also mentor and disciple. And then the other women also in and around Nairobi and working with women's ministry. So expansion of women's ministry is really big right now.
So you just recently, just the last couple of days, actually, were in a Bible study. Was that in Isiolo?
Well, actually, we were not in Isiolo. We were in another area of Kenya called Karatina. And what we were doing, a contextual Bible study. It's a type of Bible study that is not just teacher-driven, but it's facilitator-led. And there's a series of questions that allows the participants to actually put themselves into the text of the Bible, into the story itself, in order for them to see the connection of the Word of God in their own lives. Because we often talk about the challenges, especially that women face in this particular culture, namely oppression, gender-based violence, abuse, which could be rape, it could be incest, any of those things. How they become survivors in those situations has everything to do with their self-embodied theology, what they believe God thinks about what's happening to them. And through this Bible study, we studied the text in 2 Samuel, the 13th chapter, the story of Tamar. David's daughter. She was raped by her brother. So we did a contextual Bible study with these women. Some of them had never even heard of the text before. Mm-hmm. Some of them had. But it was absolutely transformative because the women that were there that had heard of the text had only heard it from one perspective. And it's interesting, when we began the study, we asked the question, what is this story about? The responses from some of the women was immediately, Tamar should have known better. And that's because it was the shallow view of the text. But once we started asking questions, examining the character, talking about different roles, it was amazing to see the light bulb go off for the women and to see that, wow, God really does have something to say about what's happened in my family and what's happened in my village. And there were many, many testimonies. And it frees the women to be able to actually share what has happened to them in a non-threatening way, to be able to look at the Word of God in a way that we are all processing together.
And that begins the healing process for them as well.
Absolutely. Because the last step for contextual Bible study is to end with, so what will I do with what Word of God says or what I've learned or what I've gained from this time? And then what can we do as a community of women, and what can our church do? So it helps them, one, to feel like there is something that they can do. It helps them to seek out resources. Then it helps them to come together in the community and to actually come up with a way forward themselves that can actually be applied, rather than waiting for someone to tell them what to do that really may not be effective in their particular context.
So it's empowering them to begin the process on their own and to have a very integral part in their own healing then, an active part in their healing.
Absolutely. And it gives them an opportunity to articulate things that they've never had the opportunity to say before, to know that they are not the only ones.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
Friends, since 1999, Compassion Radio and its partners, that means you, have been doing something extraordinary. We've reached out in very practical ways to save the lives of abandoned babies in South Africa. Now, there are orphanages all over the world. Why this one? Well, because of a singularly amazing family and a marvelous transformational idea. And the idea was this: make it easier to save a life than to waste a life. Well, on the surface, that sounds like a ridiculous mission statement. But consider this. At the end of the 20th century, at the height of the AIDS crisis in South Africa, dozens of babies were being abandoned by mothers with no hope each and every month. Being infected and outcast, often addicted to drugs and unable to afford to care for their newborn, and facing arrest if they tried to give up their babies to authorities, the desperate took desperate measures. They were convinced their babies would die anyway. Until, that is, the Berea Baptist Church and the Allen family made that radical statement and did something about the crisis. Since the day they cut a hole in their church wall and put an incubator in it, they've rescued thousands of infants from certain death. No longer would a hopeless mother have to add murder to her burden of guilt. You, friends, had compassion on both mother and child through your generous giving. I'm asking you again for it now. The reason is obvious. There's still a need. And the work of Door of Hope keeps getting better. The new Hope Village is under construction, and when it's done, hundreds of kids not adopted will be raised in family groups in a nurturing community with its own playgrounds, church, elementary, and trade schools. Door of Hope showed us how to save a life once. Now they're showing us how to save lives time and time again, and as a result, saving generations. Will you give generously this year? It's our 20th anniversary of this project. And here's the best part. One of our generous Compassion Radio partners is providing a special matching challenge grant. If you give, they will match your gift, but only during the current month. $4,000 has been set aside for this special matching grant for the month of February. I'm asking you to make sure that every dime of that challenge grant is at least doubled or multiplied many times over. So give today. Here are four ways you can do just that. Call 1-800-868-2478 or go online to CompassionRadio.com right now to make your gift. Or send your gift by mail to Compassion Radio, Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. And lastly, and maybe best of all, you can donate in under a minute by simply texting KIDS to 53445. Thank you, friends, for helping Door of Hope save a whole new generation of precious children with your generous gift today.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Where does this go when they go through this process and they realize that, hey, I've been a victim here. I really, truly am a victim, and I have a part to play in my healing, in the process of moving forward into forgiveness and restoration? Is that part of the process that you go through with them in these Bible studies?
Yes, it's definitely part of the process. And then it's a process that's continued because we do additional sessions. The ideal setup would be for us to have consecutive sessions, but because they're so far away, the pastor's wife, who is the leader of this particular group, and so she is doing the follow-up with the women. Then there would be community resources that would be available to them to help with the process. And then next month, we will go back and do a follow-up session that they requested before we could even schedule it, really. So it's a continued process, and that's pretty much what I think you've seen. And you've ordered your T-shirt from Aisha Pomoja.
Yes.
Which is Life Together, or Doing Life Together. And so that we're being very intentional about building relationships and walking alongside those women. And if it's not necessarily the two of us doing that, but other women in their communities, in their villages that are able to walk with them through the process of healing and restoration until they are fully healed and restored to the point where they can share the study with someone else and continue the process with someone else as well. And so the Tamar Bible study, the contextual Bible study, part of our session next time will actually be to train them to facilitate so that they can continue within their community to go through this process of healing together.
So you're equipping them to carry on a ministry, to begin women's ministry, basically, in their own settings.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So is this something that they've been able to do in the past, or is this a new equipping on the horizon for the women of Kenya in these areas?
It's actually brand new. There's another friend here that actually worked with these women, and she invited us to go because of this Bible study she knows that we have done with other women. The purpose of starting the process this past weekend, continuing the process next month and maybe the month after that, but then to have women to walk through the process themselves so that they can then train others and continue the Bible study within their community without us.
That is amazing, ladies. I love that you're expanding ministry even as you're there into areas that you're so passionate about. You're passionate about those things here, women's issues, gender issues. I just love how God is using that passion that He's been building all these years and moving you into a new area of ministry to equip and
empower.
That's it. To equip and empower the women of Kenya to have new ministries, to open horizons for them that haven't been available to them in the past. Tell me a little bit about Kenya Believe It. What is that for? That I saw that was the T-shirt. That's part of this ministry that you're developing, I think.
Actually, Kenya Believe It is the name of our ministry here in Kenya. So it's like, can you believe it? Initially, it was like, can you believe we're going to Kenya?
Exactly.
Can you believe God has actually called us to live full-time in Kenya? And when we were in training at TMS Global, each month, or at least per quarter, we have to send out newsletters. So we were in this brainstorming session. Everybody was trying to figure out what to call their newsletter. And one of our missionary friends said, oh, you guys are going to Kenya. Because at the time, they didn't know where they were going to serve. She was like, wow, can you believe it? Oh, that should be the name of your newsletter.
That's perfect.
And so we said, sold. And we used that as the name of our newsletter. It became our tag. So then our Facebook page, our website is Can You Believe It? And so our ministry here is known as Can You Believe It?
And what started as the newsletter and just the name of the ministry has literally been manifested in so many different ways where we look at each other and we say, can you believe that God just did that? So it just
isn't he good
to happen over and over again.
That's amazing how he just blows our minds with the things that he has prepared for us. One last thing that I wanted to talk about is the Maisha Pamoja.
Oh, that's right.
Did I say it? I did. I said it right.
Yes.
That's great. So tell me about your Maisha Pamoja project. I know there's a T-shirt that I ordered online from you that is really cool. We're going to put links on our website so that our listeners can have access to that as well. But tell me quickly about Maisha Pamoja.
Maisha Pamoja is actually what we've been doing all along. In Swahili, it means life together. And it's just doing life together, specifically with women. And because we've been doing women's ministry all along, we wanted to assign a name to it so we could have funds specifically for different services that we want to provide. And when I say services, it's like we have discipleship that actually takes place in our kitchen. There's one young lady in particular, she wants to learn how to cook or bake. And so as we are in the kitchen baking together.
And that's your specialty.
Yes. We are discipling and mentoring her. And so Sonya and I had talked about having specific funds to be able to expand this area of ministry to women and a name that would be applicable and catch the hearts of those who are here in Kenya as well in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed about it and asked the Lord to give us a name literally one morning. Came downstairs and Sonya said, I just had a revelation and the Lord has given me the name of the ministry, Maisha Pamoja. Within the hour, we sat down and I designed a T-shirt and launched the drive to start collecting funds. So that happened within 24 hours.
He moves quick.
You know, the scripture is seek justice, love mercy, walk with our God. And that's from Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the scripture that the Lord kept impressing on both of our hearts individually as it relates to service to the women. Now we have this T-shirt drive and we're hoping that those funds will help expand the services and ministry to the women.
And some of those other services will look like walking with women in spiritual formation. It may be doing a spiritual gift inventory,
mm-hmm.
helping them walk through and developing a devotional life, teaching them how to develop a prayer life. We actually have a young lady that's living with us now that is literally doing life with us, or we're doing life with her because of dire circumstances that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord just created opportunities. We had the space and the time now. And so he created the opportunity for us to be able to walk closer with her. Which is what Maisha Pamoja is all about, being
it's
able to walk with women so that they can heal, so that they can be restored, and so finally, so that they can see the hope of Jesus Christ in their own life.
The other part to that is we found through working with ladies here that there's a gap in services.
Yeah.
And so there are so many ministries here that serve young women up to the age of about 24 or 25. Single young ladies. But if it's a young woman that's over like 26 to 40, and if they have children, oftentimes there are not any ministry or services available for them. So we're actually targeting that gap for women between the ages of 28 and 40.
You're filling a need that has been left wide open.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Y'all are so amazing.
Oh.
I just love it. I know there's so many things that we didn't even cover. So I saw that it was rain. Did it rain at your house too, or was it just where you were on the trip?
Yeah, just where we were. It rained
yes.
so hard. And you know the amazing thing is when we have ministry opportunities in hard places that require extra spiritual warfare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally what happens is like a sign to us that God is pleased that as soon as we're finished ministering, it always rains.
Really?
Yes. And so it was so beautiful there. And then closer to the end of our session, the clouds rolled in. And as soon as we prayed and closed out the session, we all were looking at each other. It's like, what is that noise? And it just out of nowhere, the rain came.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And so we were like, okay, Lord, this is your way again of telling us, because going to this place was a big fight in spirit as we were preparing, especially the night before. It was difficult. And so when situations happen like that, we know we're going into a hard area. Mm-hmm. And normally anytime it has to do with gender-based violence, there's always a fight and a struggle in the spiritual realm. And so the session was wonderful. We had a good time. The ladies were great. You know, we got back early after dark on Thursday evening. Then Friday, we both were like incoherent. We couldn't even function, literally. So you don't realize how tired you are physically, mentally, and emotionally until the next day.
Yeah. Well, there's such bondage in that culture, it sounds like, for the gender-based violence.
It is. Absolutely.
The enemy has a stronghold there and certainly doesn't want you to have any victory. So he's going to throw everything he's got at it.
It's true.
You're right.
It's true. So
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you again so much, Sonia and Sonia, for being with us on Compassion Radio. I am so thrilled to have you on the program, to introduce you to our listeners, and I'm so thankful for the ministry that you have in Kenya now, and I know that the Lord is birthing big dreams in both of you, and I'm just going to ask you now, you can decide which one of you wants to do this, but I'm just going to ask you if you would pray for our listeners, pray for our ministry, and pray for things that God is putting on your heart that you would like to pray over the American church.
Father, we thank you so much for this time that you have given us. Father, we thank you that you are still a good God, whether in the United States of America, whether in Kenya, whether on the continent of Africa, Europe, and Asia. You're still a good God everywhere. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us, God, to serve you. It's not about a missionary title. It's about serving you. So, Father, thank you for where you place us all, in our workplaces, in our communities, on the football field, with Little League, wherever you place us. Mm-hmm. It is indeed a mission field, and it is indeed a harvest that you are seeking. So, God, I pray for individuals that may have listened to some of the program. I pray that you would touch their heart, God, and I pray that you would open up their minds and hear exactly what it is you're saying to them, and that they would follow you where you're leading them in the mission field where they are. Mm-hmm. Pray that you open up eyes, God, so that they will indeed see the mission field, man, woman, boy, or girl. Use this program and these few interviews to touch a heart, and that someone might be encouraged to follow you. Father, I thank you for Sandy and for Graham and for their heart. And for the programming here, I pray that your anointing will continue to flow. And I pray, God, that you would continue to open up opportunities and supporters and everything that they need so that this may continue, so that your word may be heard in various places and in various ways. Father, thank you for the ministry that you have given us here in Kenya. Continue to make our hearts sensitive to you so that we follow you, not a mission, not a program, not a project, God, but that we follow you. Mm. And if we follow you, then we know that the mission will be accomplished. Thank you for your son, Jesus, that you have given us. And until your kingdom comes, continue to grant us wisdom, courage, anointing, and power until we all stand before the throne, all nation, all tribe, all people, all language, crying, holy, holy. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, ladies. We look forward to hearing from you in the future about what God is doing in Kenya.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you missed anything today, you can listen again anytime. Just open up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, go ahead and take a moment to find out more about this ministry. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. When you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Second, please share this broadcast with a friend or loved one. This will help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd like to show your support using your smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word Compassion to 53445. That's the word Compassion to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Thanks again so very much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.